Chapter 26, An Engagement. It had been 2 weeks since Tommy Lee and his friends had gone to San Angelo, and life as he knew it had completely changed. All day, every day, Tommy Lee thought about his night with Emma Grace and how she had captivated his soul. Thinking about her bright smile and her delicate laughter made his heart flutter. Since the last time he had seen her, Tommy Lee had come to the conclusion that she was the woman he wanted to spend the rest of his life with. He had never met anyone so sweet. He loved the way she made him feel, and for the first time in his life, he was walking on air. One bright morning, he decided that this was the day when he would tell his mother, Mary Bell, about his newfound love. Entering into the kitchen, he smelled the warm, familiar aroma of fresh hot biscuits. He paused for a moment to watch his mother pull her flaky pastries from the oven and put them into a bowl like she had done every morning she didn't make pancakes. His father, Jed, sat at the table with his coffee.
"We need to move the sheep to the north pasture today, Tommy. I need to go to San Angelo this week, and I'd like you to go with me. Time for you to get more involved in the selling part of our ranching business."
"You bet. Mother, can you come too? There is someone I'd like you to meet."
Before his father could stop him, it was out of his mouth.
"Mother, I have met the girl I want to marry."
Tommy Lee's father was not prepared for this moment. In fact, he thought the romance had probably faded since that night when his son had told him he had met his future bride at Miss Pearl's parlor. Mary Bell turned to her husband in surprise, then looked lovingly at her son.
"Someone we know? Is it Debbie Adams? I know she's been sweet on you since you both were in school together."
"No, Mama. She lives in San Angelo. Her name is Emma. Emma Grace."
"Emma Grace? What a lovely name. I don't believe I know anyone by that name, Tommy Lee. When did you meet Emma Grace?"
"I met her on my birthday when the boys and I went to San Angelo. She is the most beautiful girl in the world, Mother."
"Jed, do you know anything about this?"
Jed decided it was safer to keep his eyes on his breakfast and not make eye contact with his wife.
"Seems like maybe Tommy Lee might have mentioned something about it the other night when the boys got back."
"Where exactly did you meet Emma Grace, Tommy Lee?"
"I met her in San Angelo at Miss Pearl's."
Tommy Lee, always honest, never had a problem telling the truth. In fact, lying was completely against his nature. Tommy Lee's mother held her hand over her heart and collapsed into her chair at the table.
"Land sakes, Tommy Lee! Miss Pearl's parlor?"
Tommy Lee didn't seem to notice his mother's reaction.
"Jed?"
Jed knew better than to get involved in this conversation.
"The first time I saw Emma Grace, I felt like I'd already known her from somewhere before. It was kind of strange and magical, all at the same time."
Tommy Lee's mother, trying to remain calm, furrowed her brow with grave concern.
"Miss Pearl's parlor?"
"Yes, ma'am. Emma Grace is sweet as an angel and pretty like the wildflowers when they bloom in the spring. I'm telling you, she is the most beautiful girl in the whole world."
"Jed?"
Mary Bell's husband was scratching his head, the way some men do when trying to figure out the right thing to say.
"Of course, Mary Bell. It would be a fine time for us all to go to San Angelo, I reckon."
Tommy Lee's mother, a good Christian woman, liked to think she lived by a passage from the Sermon on the Mount, "Judge not that ye should be judged," a quotation that sometimes challenged her the most. For a moment, she thought about her friend Bonnie Wilcox, who had made it clear to her son that she did not like the woman he wanted to marry. As a result, he married her anyway and moved to East Texas to honor his new bride's request to get away from his mother. To this day, Bonnie still had not seen her two grandchildren. Tommy Lee was his mother's pride and joy, but this was a grave matter. She decided to postpone any judgment or confrontation until after she had met her son's newfound love.
I would love to meet Miss Emma Grace Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee had been raised to have strong character and high morals. His mother was absolutely confident in her son's integrity. It was his lack of experience that most concerned her, but she decided not to burst his bubble without first meeting Emma Grace. Tommy's little sisters, Teresa, Tilly, and Tara, came into the kitchen for breakfast.
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
Seems like your brother has a new lady friend, girls. I will be going to San Angelo with your father and brother at the end of the week. You can stay with Aunt Dora overnight.
Tommy Lee has a girlfriend. Tommy Lee has a girlfriend.
Now, girls, leave your brother alone. It's time to get on to school.
Meanwhile, life wasn't much different for Emma Grace in San Angelo. At the same time that Tommy Lee was thinking about her, she was thinking about him. When she remembered those crystal blue eyes, Emma Grace felt a love flash that would first squeeze on her heart, then burn like fire throughout her body and send chills up her spine. That morning, Emma Grace felt eager to share her feelings as well.
Miss Pearl, have you ever been in love?
Yes, Emma Grace. My husband Robert and I were very much in love.
How do you know when you're in love?
I knew the first night I met him.
That's just like Tommy Lee and me. We both felt like we were hit by a bolt of lightning at the same time. I can't stop thinking about him, Miss Pearl.
What does it feel like when you think about Tommy Lee, Emma Grace?
It's like a warm, strong current that goes from my heart to my tummy and then back up into my heart that explodes like a burst of fireworks. Sometimes it's so strong it almost hurts, in a good way. Kind of hard to explain. Then a warm, tingly feeling goes all over me like a shimmering rainbow.
Sounds like love to me. For years when I lived in Chicago, I felt exactly like that every time I thought about my Robert.
Even after the first night?
Every day of my life since that first night we were together. Time ceases to exist when it comes to love, Emma Grace. Even now, when I am alone, I can replay the entire first night I was with Robert in my mind, just as if it had happened yesterday. I wrote about it in my journal. The way he looked and smiled at me when Minna Everly made the introduction. How he gazed at me as if I were a princess when we dined at supper that evening. And then the way he made love to me when we went to the Rose Room.
Made love? But you always say...
Yes. Robert made love to me the first night we were together. I remember my friend Maddie was concerned because I was acting just as you are now. When love is real, it really does not matter what the circumstances are. I know I met him at the Everly House as a working girl, but it never seemed to matter to him. It was almost like fate had taken it out of control. I knew the first moment I saw him that I loved him. You cannot put logic to matters of the heart, Emma Grace. Although, I think for a long time, we both tried to do exactly that.
Then it can happen in one night.
Yes, ma'am, it surely can. After all these years and all the things I have witnessed, I believe Robert and I knew each other in a past life. The moment we first looked into each other's eyes, our souls recognized each other. I will never forget it. We spoke of it many times. As Pearl shared her story, she had a radiant glow Emma Grace had never seen before. After spending time with my cowboy, I wrote in my journal about every detail, things we said to each other, the way we laughed, the way he loved me. I had no expectations and treated every time he came to see me in Chicago as if it might be the last. Writing details about our time together is how I kept the fantasy alive. Now I have all of those tender, exciting, loving memories to read again and again. It helps me on the days I am especially lonely for him. Sometimes I feel like he is still here with me. When I talk to him now, the deepest part of me knows that he can hear me. When it comes to love, the soul connects in ways only the heart can understand. It is forever. After I became his wife and moved to the ranch, I experienced a sense of completeness. Now that he is gone, I appreciate the fact that I experienced a love like that in my lifetime.
When I was with Tommy Lee that night we met, it was like nothing else in the world existed. He and I, the moon and the bright Texas stars, were all that was real. It was like heaven, Miss Pearl, just like heaven on earth.
When love is real, Emma Grace, we experience on earth as it is in heaven. Here at the parlor, we create the fantasy of love. Of course, the fantasy is not real. I learned well from the Everlay sisters. Our work is to temporarily satisfy the deep hunger of every human being's desire to be loved. The men who come here pay for kindness and companionship with a pretty lady. It is an honest business, really, because no one has any expectations past the fantasy. Like I have told you before, men will say some of the nicest things you would ever want to hear when they want to have sex. However, unless they love you, most men change their demeanor with a woman as soon as their physical needs are met. Our business is simple. The girls at Pearl's Parlor receive money for their beauty and kindness. After the men are satisfied, the illusion of love is over.
I think it's interesting how Maggie tells every man who comes to see her that he is the best she's ever known.
And they keep coming back. Maggie is a sweet girl and likes men to feel good about themselves. Ginger, on the other hand, is always a challenge. Different men need different turn-ons. I learned a long time ago, most men like a challenge. When men try to impress Ginger, she acts bored. Then they try harder. At times I played a little hard to get with Robert. It was just a game, really. Have you ever heard, the harder the hunt, the sweeter the meat?
I don't believe I have.
Men do not like needy women. I try to tell that to Betsy. She is so afraid she is never going to marry. Men who come to Pearl's are not usually looking for a wife. However, some of the girls who worked at the Everlay house did marry some of their wealthy clients because their actions were impeccable, refined in public and exciting in the bedroom, like the famous Susie Poontang. I remember the man she married was mesmerized with her talents. Within a week, she was betrothed and rich.
No disrespect, Miss Pearl, but I don't know that I can ever do what the girls do here.
This line of work is not easy, Emma Grace. Most of the girls who are here have heartbreaking stories and came to work here because they had no better options. The girls have found temporary solace and refuge. Plus, the money is good at the parlor. Most sporting women, as some like to call us, have tragic stories of abuse or abandonment. Poor little Annabelle is a widow with a mother and baby to take care of. Heather sends money home to her family every week. The girls are here because options are slim for single women to make any kind of decent money. Yet, I left Chicago a wealthy woman. Our business is really the only profession in which a woman of little means can actually become a millionaire. In fact, it was a black madam in Chicago who originally built the two mansions on the levee we call the Everlay Club. And she paid cash.
My goodness.
If things work out for you and Tommy Lee, you will have what I call the most ultimate sacred experience between a man and a woman, because neither of you have had the sexual experience yet. Robert used to tell me, if I could do it all over, I would have brought you back to Texas the first time I met you. Life gives us the lessons we must learn, I used to say. We are together now, and that is all that matters. West Texas sported another blue sky day on the morning when Tommy Lee had told his mother about the love of his life, and Emma Grace had confided in Miss Pearl. That afternoon, the phone rang at Miss Pearl's parlor. Mosella recognized it was Tommy Lee.
Just a moment.
Mosella handed the phone to Emma Grace, nodding her head up and down with excitement.
It's for you, honey.
Hello, Tommy Lee. You are? That's wonderful. They are? Okay, then. Yes, I will meet you at the Angelus Hotel at noon tomorrow. I can't wait to see you.
Emma Grace slowly handed the phone back to Mosella.
Honey, child, you look like you just swallowed a bug. Are you all right?
I think so. Tommy Lee is coming to San Angelo with his parents tomorrow. He wants me to meet them, Mosella. What if they don't like me? I can't go alone.
What's going on here?
Tommy Lee is bringing his parents to meet Emma Grace.
What am I going to do, Miss Pearl?
What any self-respecting woman must do, Emma Grace. We are going shopping. You will need a new dress to make you feel pretty. Later that afternoon, Pearl bought Emma Grace a lovely violet dress with a lacy white collar, new shoes, stockings, and a simple cloche hat with a modest band of small purple flowers. Driving home, Emma Grace suddenly panicked, thinking about meeting Tommy Lee's parents.
Would you please come with me tomorrow, Miss Pearl? I don't think I can do this by myself.
Are you sure, Emma Grace?
Yes, please, ma'am.
Very well, dear. I will. Emma Grace could hardly sleep that night. Excitement and fear ran together, and she tossed and turned in her small bedroom. The next morning, after her chores, she took a bubble bath and put on her new clothes.
Pearl was right. Feeling clean and pretty does make a girl feel more confident.
Pearl picked a classy light blue simple frock and wore a cream-colored cloche hat with a band to match her dress. Emma Grace knocked at the door.
I'm ready. What do you think?
They are going to love you. By the way, my name is Victoria at lunch today, Emma Grace. I think it will make the conversation easier. When the two ladies entered the dining area of the Angelus, they saw Tommy Lee sitting with his mother and father at a table by the window. As soon as Tommy Lee saw Emma Grace, he jumped up and smiled. Pearl had forgotten how gorgeous his eyes were. When she saw his mother, she noticed that he had gotten them from her.
Mother, Pa, this is Emma Grace.
My name is Victoria. I am a friend of Emma Grace.
It's nice to see you again, ma'am.
Mary Bell and Jed were both instantly impressed with Emma Grace's natural beauty and charm. For the first few minutes, the conversation was light and casual. They talked about the weather, and of course, Pearl was a master at maintaining an interesting conversation. After the meal was served, Mary Bell asked some questions that had burning on her mind since she first heard that her son was head over heels in love.
Are you from San Angelo, Emma Grace?
No, ma'am. My family is from East Texas, around Longview.
I see. Do you live with your parents?
Mother died when I was born, and Daddy and I came here when he got the coughing disease. We had learned from his doctor that San Angelo was a good place to go because of the altitude and its warm, dry climate. When Daddy died a few weeks ago, I really had nowhere to go, ma'am. A very nice man gave me an address and told me I should go there to find work. Victoria was kind enough to take me in.
Mary Bell looked at Jed and, with hidden frustration, kicked him under the table. He started scratching his head.
I'm sorry about your father, Emma Grace. It must be hard for you.
Until now, Mary Bell had been forcing herself to smile. She could see that her son was completely enamored with Emma Grace, and she did not want to spoil his happiness with her grave concern. Finally, she asked the question that had been screaming in her mind.
Emma Grace? Why, that is, I guess what I'm trying to... What kind of work do you do at Miss Pearl's, Emma Grace?
I help Mozella in the kitchen, ma'am. I mostly clean and cook, that sort of thing.
Pearl patted Emma's hand to put her at ease. Emma Grace came to me looking for work. The child had nowhere to go. She sleeps in a room off the kitchen and is a marvelous cook.
She cooks for you? And cleans?
Yes, she does. Emma Grace is an amazing cook. We are very pleased with her work. That is all Emma Grace does at the parlor. We are lucky to have her. Mary Bell was now a very happy mother with a big smile on her face. Her attitude had completely transformed.
Did you hear that, Pa? Emma Grace cooks and she cleans. She cooks and she cleans. And she's good at it. How wonderful, Emma Grace. Let me say again how so sorry I am about your daddy, my dear. She cooks and she cleans, Pa. That's wonderful, dear. And she's good at it, Jed. She's good at it.
Although Tommy Lee and Emma Grace had been too entranced to notice, Pearl and Jed watched Mary Bell relax. The rest of the luncheon went well. The young couple spoke only to each other. Mary Bell and Pearl graciously continued their small talk. Jed remained quiet and paid the bill. Thank you for a lovely luncheon. You are most kind. This hotel is dear to my heart.
You are welcome, Miss Victoria.
May I call on Emma Grace this evening, Miss Pearl? I have some business with my father this afternoon.
Certainly, Tommy Lee. She can be finished with her chores by 7 tonight.
Yes, yes, yes. We need to let Emma Grace do her job, cooking and cleaning. And she's very good at it, you know. Now, I have some shopping to do.
I will see you tonight, Emma Grace.
That afternoon, Tommy Lee went to Holland's Jewelers and bought Emma Grace a gold ring with a sparkling diamond. At 7 o'clock sharp, Tommy Lee rang the bell and then knocked on the door at Miss Pearl's parlor, where Emma Grace, wearing her new pretty dress, was waiting for him. The crescent moon was glowing, and the West Texas stars were shining brightly, reflecting a shimmering sheen on the Concho River. Tommy Lee crooked his arm that Emma Grace graciously accepted, and together they strolled toward the gazebo. Emma Grace seated herself on the bench and smiled up at Tommy Lee, who stood before her. He slowly genuflected onto one knee. She could feel the butterflies in her stomach and a flush in her cheeks, her heart beating like never before. Tommy Lee's deep blue eyes were full of sincerity and love.
Emma Grace, would you do me the honor of marrying me and being my wife forever?
Tears of happiness filled her eyes.
Yes, Tommy Lee. Oh, yes.
Tommy Lee stood up and pulled her to him. They held each other tightly for a long time. When they sat down, Emma Grace snuggled up to Tommy Lee, and together they sat for hours watching the starlight on the Concho glimmering in the night, whispering to each other. Emma Grace was not the only one with tears. From her window, Pearl had been watching the two young lovers in the gazebo below. When she saw Emma Grace throw her arms around Tommy Lee, she smiled, turned away, and picked up the photograph on the table beside her bed. I miss you. Then she remembered a Ferris wheel ride at the St. Louis Fair.